Anybody have any questions about the minutes? Okay, have a motion to approve?
I'll say.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Public session. You might want to speak tonight.
Before we begin, I'd like to say we didn't offer the Pledge of Allegiance. That seems to be a characteristic of this meeting. The comments I had tonight are directed at the airport, Acre County Airport, the Airport Advisory Board, and Acre County Government. I'd like to begin with a quote from a local resident who said something that really impressed me. His name is Stan McIntosh, and you probably know Stan. He may even be here at this moment. This is something he said last spring as he listened to the very answers he had requested. The truth was surfacing in regards to Chris Patrick's Beaver airplane in Oaktown, Indiana, and his personal agenda to make way for his plane by removing RSB from the Edgar County Airport. Back then, with the undeniable facts before him, Stan said repeatedly, "I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it." Well, Stan did find it hard to believe back then, but it's been proven to be true along with a great number of Patrick's other misdeeds. Since that time, Patrick, whom is the majority stockholder of Zimmerli Ready Mix, has been forced to leave county government because of his penchant for illegally voting himself business at the taxpayer's expense. With his departure, we find he has left the county with an unfunded liability in the form of an ongoing civil suit against the county, and a civil suit this county will certainly lose. Mark Isaf, the Edgar County State's Attorney, is largely responsible for this predicament and for his ignorance of the law. If there is any doubt in any of your minds, you only need wait a few months longer. In the nearly 18 months that have passed since this conflict began, Jim Wells, Adonna Bennett, Glenn Hutchinson, Ben Jennis, Mike Elsley, Mark Isaf, Patrick, and other members of the Patrick Wolf Pack have repeatedly demonstrated their ability to violate the law, to act unscrupulously, to interfere with RSB Aviation, to run off his customers, to act with malice and hate at every opportunity, and to place their own personal interests and social connections far ahead of anything and everyone else. What is often perceived as honest, forthright, reasonable, of merit, fair, equitable, and the virtue in other parts of the very world we live in has been held hostage here in Edgar County by the envy, contempt, personal agenda, and lies, and by those I mentioned earlier. The direct actions of Jimmy Wells, such as banning Rusty's wife from the airport property, Rusty, rented because she is a nursing mother, blocking hangar doors so airports could not be delivered on time as promised, announcing they would lock Rusty from his business on January 1 and run him out of business, demanding confidential insurance information and documents without the authority, the authorization, or legal standing, failing to respond to written requests for clarification on insurance requirements at the time when rental agreement contracts did not require insurance, and even at a time when the county had no requirements for insurance, and when the county itself could not state the specific types of policies that were needed or the specific amounts required. By failing to keep lease contracts current with proper rental agreements and amounts, by refusing to collect rent until ordered to do so by the county board, by interfering with normal business activities, by threatening leaseholders not to land or fly certain planes to and from the airport, by hiding CD, finances and documents from the public, both by lying about their existence and their amounts, by conducting his personal businesses at the airport, by using county resources for same, by failing to pay rent for 5 years on his personal aircraft stored at the airport. And this is an aircraft that was never insured and one that could not possibly be insured under the requirements imposed on RSB. Would, under normal circumstances, have brought immediate dismissal in any other part of the world we live in except in Edgar County. Jimmy's constant harassment undermined RSB Aviation, demoralized his employees, distracted him from the constructive efforts from making money distracted him from his work in maintaining aircraft and became a significant headache in his efforts to survive. As a consequence of these actions and the Airport Advisory Board's inaction, it has all now become a factor in the NTSB investigations into the most recent tragedy. All with supporting testimony in the form of videos, audio recordings, and various documents now in the hands of SANE. The direct actions of Adonna Bennett, such as maliciously attacking him at county board meetings without the facts, under the guise of reporting on the airport itself, such as illegally searching his leased airport property, such as her public disclosure of RSB inventory and business activities on the very airport property he leased by taking unauthorized pictures and distributing them at the county board meetings, such as throwing his diplomas and certifications to the floor at the airport, such as faking fainting spells in board meetings. These are the earmarks of a deranged, immature, misguided, out of control, wacko public servant desperately in need of medical attention. Her actions to date have been nothing short of illegal harassment, and they adversely affected and undermined Rusty's business. Her actions demoralized RSB employees as well as Rusty himself. They distracted him from the constructive efforts of making money, distracted him from his work in maintaining aircraft, and became a significant undermining factor in his efforts to survive. As noted, her hostility towards Rusty was evidenced by her throwing his prized possessions to the floor, such as his degree from Indiana State, his A&P license, his IA license, his pilot certifications, and other documents of accomplishments among them. Here too, in a normal world and under normal circumstances, these actions would have resulted in the immediate suspension of Ms. Bennett by the county board or even censorship by the Airport Advisory Board, but not so in Edgar County. At this point, one can only conclude the Airport Advisory Board has been horribly remiss, horribly deficient, unfair, subjective, and lacking in many of the said virtues mentioned so much earlier. Their inaction as a board and a committee has served to enable and condone this behavior and to promote these hostilities. Consider this. These distractions, these hostilities, these illegal acts, and even some not mentioned, have all been documented with videotapes, audio tapes, witness report, written reports, and statements. Is it then unreasonable or too far-fetched to connect these unbelievable actions of behavior with the most recent tragedy? Actions of our government officials, which by their very nature interjected themselves into the repair process and redirected the focus from elements normally under consideration? I think not. Efforts to reason, to present facts, to work together, to cooperate, to coexist, and to avoid legal action against the county have been undermined at every possible opportunity. If you are a member of the Airport Advisory Board, and if you have the tiniest sliver of integrity, you will dismiss Jimmy Wells immediately. At that point, too, it would be a good thing if you resign. If you're a member of the county board and have any integrity at all, you will disband this unholy circus, known to many as the Airport Advisory Board, relieve Jimmy Wells of his employment, and put Adonna Bennett out to pasture before she does more damage to the county's reputation, if that's humanly possible. I began this statement with a quote from Stan McIntosh. It was, "I just can't believe this. I just can't believe this." To this I say, I wish he was right. And I think we ought to have a Pledge of Allegiance in our meetings. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob, have anything to say?
I would like to publicly thank Dale Barker, Dan Bruner, and Jeff Voigt, because whenever I went to them, they at least listened. And they made an honest effort to try to help a young man who wanted to come back to his community to earn an honest day's living try to be successful. Others who tried to at every nook and cranny. Everything from Mr. Patrick, Rusty not doing what he wanted him to do, him not getting the plane, the very plane he died in, was the one that Mr. Patrick wanted. Rusty refused to work for Mr. Patrick. Yes. That was approached, wasn't it, Ann? Yeah. I met thousands of people the weekend Rusty died. People from as far away as Argentina. A gentleman that was a pilot that Rusty both taught to fly. I question any of you to find anyone else in this community that touched the lives of so many people the way he did. Hundreds of pilots that Rusty both taught to fly, and they all said the same thing. This makes no sense. He was the best. I think jealousy was a big part of the problem, Mr. Patrick, because you can't hold a candle to Rusty both. You never will. I thank God that Mary Jo Bode wasn't in that plane that morning as she was supposed to be. Rusty didn't believe there was a serious problem with that plane. He planned to take Mary Jo with him that morning, and Ann was going to meet him at Terre Haute. Think about that, a little two-year-old girl. A little two-year-old girl that lies in her bed at night crying, wondering where her daddy is. Why daddy isn't coming home. She came home from church Saturday evening as I went to help her get out of the truck. She says, Aunt Janie, my daddy's in heaven. He isn't coming home. This could have all been different. Greed is a terrible thing, and it's eating a lot of you people alive. And I pray God forgives you, because you've got a horrible sense of responsibility to deal with. The way you Chris Patrick on the 30th day of November to try to help him. When this all started, when on the 13th day of November, I went to the Bogue house to wish him a happy birthday, and he was at an airport meeting. Rob and him both came home at the same time. They both told me the same story about the breastfeeding issue. I know Rusty Bogue, and I know he was telling me the truth. And those of you that tried to lie to cover up your idiocy, your stupid mistake, shame on you. Shame on all of you. You should have been helping this young man who wanted to come back here and build a business. Try to help this community. Instead, all you did was try to find ways to drive him away, and you're the only one laughing. You're the only one laughing, Mr. Patrick. Shame on you.
You're not telling the truth.
I am telling the truth.
Yes.
I am telling the truth. Shame on you. I will continue.
Earl Myers.
And Bo.
Oh, boy. This is going to go further than I thought.
I will continue to help Ann Bogue and Mary Jo Bogue and an unborn child that's never going to get to know his daddy. I will also continue, as I have been doing the past few weeks, to try to gather facts and information that I have shared with NTSB to get to the bottom of what really happened on August the 27th. My nephew died on his mother's birthday. Imagine that phone call. Shame on all of you who have done nothing but fight him. And thank you for those who tried to help. You know who you are.
Anybody else? Yeah.
I don't expect to get any answers, but I'm going to ask. Ms. Bennett, did you place your hands on property of Mr. Bogue's and take things off the wall and place them anywhere?
Yeah, I did.
Under what authority?
Because we have grand assurances we have to meet, and we have to treat everybody equally. I talked it over with Carl Farnham, and we said if we let Rusty have his things in the hallway, every other pilot got a chance to do the same thing.
Don't pull Carl into it.
Yes, Carl was there.
Carl told me what he said. That wasn't part of what he said.
He said it had to be off by Monday.
And you had no authority to take them off the wall.
Praise the Lord. I did not.
I didn't say...
It's a public airport, and Rusty had places where he rented. That's where his thing should have been.
I didn't accuse you of throwing them, that's why I asked the question.
Okay, I did not throw them, took them down very neatly, and the pictures you put in your paper was not, it was reenacted, that's not where I put them. When Carl came out, Carl said that it was fine to leave them down, so he had to be down by Monday anyway.
The point is, you had no authority to unilaterally take action without any input from any member of this board, but you did.
It's a public airport.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
It is.
It is, it's not a private boys club, or a private select club.
Right.
I'll move on to my next question.
Okay.
Mr. Wells, have you ever committed forgery on a document related to a FOIA? Have you ever placed information on a document to extend the time the appearance is given that you just got the FOIA? Think long and hard about it. You haven't?
No comment.
No comment. Are you aware of that? Have you ever expended airport personal purchases?
No comment.
Quite telling. No, actually, I respect the fact that you did engage because the dialogue is what needs to be. I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm asking
questions. Tell you the truth, sir. I did not think that anything wrong.
I understand.
I thought that I was supposed to, because of our grant assurances, we couldn't afford to lose our grant assurances.
Having his plaques on the wall, I wasn't doing grant
assurances. Does you have to be here by equally?
Were we being threatened? Were being notified that we were going to lose anything? Was there anything in the...
Have you read what grant assurances...
Yes, I have. I have.
I've read the whole thing.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, have we been notified that anything we were doing was incorrect and that we were going to lose...
It better be correct before the argument...
Did you go through proper procedure?
I feel like I did.
And that's part of the problem. Mr. Wells, you made a comment one night after a meeting that we'd never get to the bottom of the CD. We may never get to the bottom of all of it, but we've uncovered 6 different CDs in a money market account. Under what authority do you have to put your name, your signature, and open up a bank account with the Edgar County tax ID number? No authority. I could go on with factual things that have happened and things that you've done, Mr. Wells, and present them all right here. I'm going to tell you a little story that just happened in the last 2.5 weeks with another public body. All we're asking for is accountability, transparency, and honesty. In less than 14 days, with 2 FOIA requests, enough information was presented to a public body in Effingham County that they fired their administrator of a health department. Nothing that compared to the things you've done, Mr. Wells. Nothing. There comes a point in time where you have to call a spade a spade. You, sir, should be fired. You should resign. And if you don't resign, you should be fired. And the county board has that authority. And I know that there's probably not the crony support to fire you, but I'm not going to stop until you're out of office. I'm going to dig, and I'm going to continue to dig, and I'm going to expose you for what you are. You're a dishonest man. You've lied to me multiple times. You've been deceptive to me multiple times. I won't tolerate it, and I will not back down. I yield my time. Thank you.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Yeah, I want to hear why Chris is calling my wife a liar. That's what I want to hear. Go ahead and prove her a liar, Chris.
It's just time.
Right now's the time. I mean, you're sitting back there laughing, calling her a liar. Get up there and tell her why she's a liar.
Speak up.
I just said the things that she said were not true.
No. When I turned around and I asked you, you called her a liar, you said yes.
Wait a minute.
Why is she lying? For public speaking.
Mr. Brown,
you don't run this board.
This is only time for public speaking.
All right, shut up, Jimmy. You know, why are you sitting at the head of the table? You're not the chairman. You're not in charge. You're there to just report whatever lies you want to tell.
But I tell you what, we're all about the same age. You remember on the cartoons, a little kid had little knee shorts, big hat with a ribbon hanging off the back and a big lollipop, spirals on it, you know. Throwing a fit. Just throwing a fit. You know what he looks like when he grows up? He's right back there. So, there you go.
All right, thank you. Okay. Public station, all with then?
No, I'll speak.
All right, then.
You know, I don't know everything that's going on here,
but... Can you speak? Tell your name, please.
My name is Naoma Gates. I have lived in this county for 41 years.
Okay.
In very good standing. And I remember studying in government about kangaroo courts. I never thought in all my years of being an American citizen that I would find a kangaroo court. In my opinion, today it ought to be called a donkey court, for lack of a better way to say it. I have watched this family, the Vogue family, be ostracized by this committee. I don't understand why. And now he's dead and a baby has no daddy. All because somebody wanted power and he wasn't yielding. I just got called a jackass because I did call him one back there. And that's fine. But you know what? God pity your souls. Because someday you will pay for what you're doing to this family. All for the object of power. Thank you very much. I don't need anybody telling me I'm done, so stop.
No, I didn't say anything.
Jimmy, the other day, when I talked to you at the airport, we were in conversation about airplanes, and you opened your mouth, and almost sympathetic, like you wanted to apologize to me. I don't want your apology, Jimmy. I want your resignation. Same with you, Adonna. You had no business doing the things you did to Rusty up there. The only reason you interjected yourself into this situation is because of Chris. You didn't get into the airport advisory board because you felt like you could do a good deed for the community. You got in it for you. Because you're Adonna Bennett, and I'm going to make a difference. And that's not what happened. And that's not what's going to happen. You shouldn't have done it. Thank you, Jimmy. And Glenn, shame on you for not supporting him. The only reason that you didn't was because you were persuaded and pushed by Jimmy Wells and Chris Patrick. And you absolutely should have done something different. But it's too fucking late now.
Hey.
I'm not. You're not here.
Public meeting.
You're not in charge. I'm not here for the chairman. You're not
in
charge.
Wait a minute. You don't have any official capacity other than...
All right. That's it.
You don't have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Because he can't count. Okay. Public station away.
How many members are on the board?
Seven.
No, seven.
So is four a quorum out of seven?
If that's what your board makeup is, yes.
Seven people on the board. There's four of us left. Now, if you got a problem with that, we'll shut her down.
No, he thought there was eight. That's why I asked how many are on the board. I didn't say I had a problem with it.
Okay, who thought there were eight?
This gentleman right here just made a comment.
How many members do we have on our board? Just to make sure we clarify. Okay, seven members of the board. There's four left. That's a quorum. Dale, you can leave. If you want to leave, Dale, it's up to you. If you want to leave? Go free and we shut her down.
I don't want to make a
let's finish the meeting and let's finish the meeting.
Thank you, you're here late too.
Okay.
Finish the resolution.
Okay, it's in the past. Didn't have a meeting last. Got the neighbors, my report, we have one for August and we have one for September, moving separately. Oh, there it is. Anybody have a question on those?
There's a question on 100 loads right now. Can you recall? Plus taxes.
Right.
Yeah, because the taxes didn't. Yeah. Right. I just didn't know what fuel was. Because I know the pump isn't correct. It's just 2 gallons, which is fine.
More questions?
I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
Any more questions?
Thank you.
We approve the fuel report.
Right, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Appropriations report. Appropriations report. Looking over to my questions.
Take it the bill we're still going to be paid even though we're exceeding the budget.
Yeah. More questions? I hear a motion. Accept it. Make the motion. I hear a second.
Second.
I'll say.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Close, same sign.
No.
Okay. Motion carries. Do we have any old business?
No.
The only thing I want to say is after tonight, instead of putting Carl seems on being the only one who has a key, kind of puts Bob Wilson out. So we'll be at the Kreckman building.
Okay.
So that we don't, I just kind of hate to put Bob Wilson out every, you know, once a month. It's not fair to him. So we'll need to be at the Kreckman building. You guys hear that?
I did not. Please repeat it.
I said, because we put Bob Wilson out every time we had the meetings up here, because he has to be up here, because Carl's the one who has the key. Since Carl's not here to open and close it, Bob Wilson has to come. We're going to have a meeting at the Kreckman building.
Thank you.
I don't know where that's at.
That will be when?
At the next meeting, which will be the second Tuesday of the month.
Thank you.
Okay, on the new business, what else do we have? We'll talk about that.
We've got the document that we need to present to the IDOT for the TIPS meeting, and it needs to be signed by the chairman of the airport board, presented to them, and could do tomorrow if we could. And this is the program of grants, and we need to get that to the chair. We'll get to do this. And it can be presented at the meeting tomorrow. Everybody got a copy of that. It was on the trip there.
You mean this is a recommendation to go to the county board?
Mm-hmm.
I take it as pretty just generic standard.
It's standard, and without this, there's no reason to go to a TIPS meeting. Pretty basic.
Not a thing in here you don't think the airport can do. I mean, it's so good.
Favor of taking it to the county board for their signature. Say aye.
Who made the motion?
Huh?
Who made the motion?
Oh, I need a motion.
I'll still move if we do that.
I'll second.
Okay. Here we go. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries, so you'll present that to the county board, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have a meeting tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they aware that you're getting this?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else in new business? We don't have any closed stations. So I need a motion to adjourn. We move to adjourn. Here, second. Okay, all in favor? And meeting's adjourned.
And if you ever see, you will be an agent of the realtor.
About the whole government situation. It's been
true.
You have a pipeline that's been, it's full of turds.
me about this. Just totally missed what's right.